burning lamp, what would you call that?
That was kerosene. An old terminology was K-oil, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, K-oil, we call it. A rock oil, is the first terminology used years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Rock oil, kerosene, K-oil.
Where was most of that shit from?
I don't really remember. I know they got it from the service station. They had a big pump there. You got kerosene, you know, from.
Mm-hmm.
And a big drum. And we used to have a can, and carry it in a can. If we, if we lost the cap, we put a potato on the end, you know. We wouldn't escape out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you ever have a kind of makeshift lamp?
Yes.
Maybe what would you call that?
Well,
just maybe some kerosene and some rags
and a wick, yeah. I don't know what we called it. We usually had kerosene lamps. Now, I've heard of a flambeau. You know, flambeau is an oil soaked stick, you know, that's used sometimes.
Do you ever see those around here?
Only on patios, you know, but they are all permitted where they will burn for several hours.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner
tube, yeah.
And so you have a boat, and a new boat has been built, and you're going to put it out to sea to do what to do?
They launch it.
And let's see how you express a couple of things.
Okay.
And if a child, say, is just learning to dress himself, the mother will bring in the clothes, and she'd say, what?
Right? Put these clothes on.
On the street, and he's afraid of you. You won't let him know that you're not going to hurt him. You might say, "Well, don't cry."
I'm not going to hurt you, or don't be afraid of me.
And say that, somebody's running against your boss or something like that.
Yeah, goodness.
And they ask you, "Will you think?" You'll be elected, of course. You didn't think so, but more than indicated that was not, you know, everybody's opinion. You might say, well, no, I don't think so, but
some folks might think he's a good candidate.
And let's see, say you're having an argument with somebody, and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think, you know, you were right about this. You'd say, well, I'm right.
Most of the time.
Say if you were headed into town and somebody dumb and you picked him up, he might get out and you say, well, thank you for the ride. And he might say, don't mention it.
I don't mind getting a ride. I head that way anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And let's see. Something I ask you some questions about terms now. If a woman wants to buy dress in a certain color, set a matching blue house or something, you might say, well,
swatch.
Cloth, yeah.
A swatch.
Have you heard any other term for that?
Rag. Piece.
And now, if you see the dress that she likes very much and very becoming, she would say, that's a very white dress, honey. She's describing that very
appealing.
Pretty dress, what might she wear over to protect her in the kitchen?
Well, she can wear an apron or a smock.
And say you have you lose a button on your shirt, what's the thing that you might use to
grab it? Oh, a safety pin.
And